repeated measures analysis to look for independent predictors that may influence quality of life over the 3 to 12 month period. So if I walk you through the slide, the independent predictors that we've particularly analyzed here, and we accept that this is not a complete summation, would be the type of surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, age, time since surgery, and baseline quality of life. And we look at the x-axis, which are the quality of life domains according to our hypothesis. The red blocks represent worse quality of life using the P of 0.01 as significance because of multiple variables, and the blue as significantly better. And the first point to make is that neither surgery nor radiation therapy were independent, when I say surgery, the type of surgery, or radiotherapy, were independent predictors of any impact on quality of life over the 3 to 12 month period. Looking at all the red blocks here, you could see that chemotherapy significantly impacts on global quality of life, worsening it, functioning, worsening fatigue, and worsening depression right up until 12 months, that older women had less arm symptoms and less body image concerns, and that most of the quality of life domains relating to global functioning and fatigue improved with time. And that baseline quality of life is a very important aspect to correct for, because if you started out with a better baseline quality of life, this predicted a better QOL with time, and likewise if you started off with breast symptoms or arm symptoms, body image issues, or anxiety and depression, these remained worse over time. With respect to the